you, sir.
Bring back the plan.
And it's not Commerce. She'll be in front of Congress.
Between now, today, and October 1.
Yeah, you guys already passed out.
What if they don't? Okay, we're on. Okay, calling the Appropriations Committee back to order. It is 2:50 p.m. And we are on item 9, ONCR 2211. Oh, I forgot, I've already turned over the chair.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Congresswoman Stabler, please continue with your projected revenue resolution.
Okay, I have an amendment. I'd like to amend ONCR 2211, page 2, line 61, strike 55 million, insert 56, 658, 960, and adjust totals accordingly.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, please continue.
Well, the motion passes. So now I'd like to move to report ONCR 2211 to Congress with a due pass.
Second.
As amended.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, I'll turn the chair back over to Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. So now we're on item number 10, the property improvement account update. Congresswoman Rivard, you requested this, and you also requested the PIF review and update. So I'm going to give you the chair. I'm going to give you the floor first.
Okay, thank you. Tyler, this comes about, we have a bill in front of us from Congresswoman Lemon regarding adding money to the PIA. And then, of course, it'll go to the PIF for some renovation to the building that we currently occupy. And we were wondering, do you have a good number right now? The last numbers I think we received might have been in June. And I was just wondering if you feel good about the current balance and what that number is. And if we could just talk about the PIF a little bit. I think Casey's on the line as well.
Are we talking about the balance currently in the income account?
Yes.
Okay. Let me look at that. I did take a look at that. I feel pretty comfortable, but we'll pull some financials real fast. Yes, is this about the request, or how much is the request made from the PIA?
If I may, Chair, the request, it's not really a request, it's actually putting money into the PIA. That's how the legislation currently reads. Is that right? You're asking for, I see.
You have to transfer.
Okay.
A transfer from, may I?
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
Sorry, Congresswoman Stabler. The legislation reads to take the money from the property income account and move it to the property improvement fund. That's what it says.
Tyler, Chair, may I ask Tyler a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you say, what was the balance again, Tyler?
Michelle, that currently it looks like the balance is carrying around, and I think the 6:30 report currently showing that it has about $1 million fund balance in it currently. And I think that's the request was for about 500 some K. Is that correct?
Yes. Congresswoman Lemon, well, Congresswoman Rivard, you threw at that question.
Yes, I did. Thank you. So the sponsor, Congresswoman Lemon, I think is going to reduce her request, and the reason why, we just needed to get a good balance, and that's why we wanted you to attend the meeting to see where we were currently in that fund.
Congresswoman Lemon, do you have any comment?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Chair Stabler, and thank you, Congresswoman Rebard and Tyler, too, for being on here. I visited with Mr. Johnson earlier today, and I'm looking at amending my request to 500,000 instead of 950,000, because is it 970,000 that's in there in the PIA at this moment?
The current balance sheet I'm looking at, and that would be current, let's say it's pretty true through August 31st as we're closing out that month. It's showing essentially 1,100,000.
Okay. That's a little, okay, great. Thank you for that update. And so, like I said, after visiting with Mr. Johnson, I intend to introduce an amendment to reduce my appropriation ask to $500,000 from the PIA, which is property income account, to the property improvement fund for the purposes of renovations here in our legislative office. So thank you so much for that information.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to remind the committee that any money appropriated that says for this specific reason, that's the only thing I can use that money on. Money into the property improvement fund should not be specific to any one thing. As an example, you know, I mean, I've got to pay taxes and everything else out of that. So I just wanted everybody to understand that.
Excuse me, I'll need some clarification there. Congresswoman Lemon, you had a question first?
No, ma'am, thank you.
Okay, so when it's in the PIA account, it's income that's coming in. But you're saying the taxes and things are paid out of the PIF, and so that's why you're saying it shouldn't have an absolute designation, although in the past I think we have made absolute designations.
Chair.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Initially, when the PIF was created and established, we were told to earmark monies for certain things. Initially, like we were told to submit what the property improvements that we thought were going to come about were going to be. So they were initially earmarked. So the PIA consists of the money we get from our third party commercial leases, land and property. And also we have access to the two IIM accounts, and they can draw down from those accounts. I don't know how much is currently in those IIM accounts, but we're able to access those funds as well via a resolution that was previously put in place. But my question to the committee and the sponsor is, why wouldn't we be adding money to the PIA for this purpose instead of, can't we appropriate money to the PIA for the cost?
For the cost of which?
The renovation.
Well, you wouldn't want it in the PIA. You can't operate it from the PIA. You operate it from the PIF.
Exactly, but the law says it goes into the PIA account.
Yes.
And then from there, it goes to the PIF, right, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, but that would be money coming out of the general treasury.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. Sorry, I'm eating. The reason that we have to appropriate the money in from one account to the other is the whole sum certain law. So you can't, we're not allowed to, and if y'all recall when all of this, we were doing all this stuff, and I believe Speaker Goodfox was a sponsor back then. You can't, we weren't allowed to say, appropriate all the lease money because we don't know how much that was. And that's why it's done that way. I would assume, and you'd have to ask Trey or Mr. Gill, that if you were to appropriate money out of the general treasury, because it is a sum certain, you could put it right into the PIF. You don't necessarily have to put it in the PIA and then appropriate it again.
I remember it being that way. And then, well, just a minute too. Let me address something real quick, Tyler, and then I will. I'm looking at documents. One is from January of 21. And another one is from September of 19 that you did list out improvements for that account, for the property improvement fund. And I'm looking to see what kind of a document this is. Oh, it was the request to the Interior to move those funds over. And you had a detailed list, and I'm assuming that's probably what I remember, is that when we would go into budgets, we would get a detailed list of what you were planning on moving out of the PIA. Now, whether it was actually adopted into the budget, that I would have to ask Trey.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Johnson, and then Mr. McIntosh.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm, you have to forgive me, I'm not looking at the current list that we have right now, but if everyone recalls, or if anyone can recall the conversation, and when this happened, that list was a list of things that we could, that could use fixing. And it's a large comprehensive list. And I believe the last time that we sent it out there, it was about $3 million or more. So there's only there we have to prioritize things on the list. And I recall from the conversation that things break that may become priority over something else. It happens all the time. I mean, when the HVAC would go out somewhere, as an example, the gym up there next to the Wheeler, when it went out in the summertime, and it did, it failed. I'm not putting kids in 110 degree gym. So I had to move that up on a priority list to get the HVAC replaced. That is one of the reasons that if we specify exactly where that money goes. So you say $500,000 from the PIA to the PIF for the purposes of, fixing the First National Bank building, then that's what I have to use it for. I can't, if something breaks somewhere, I can't use any of that money to fix whatever breaks. And it may be, more important than the glazing on the windows. That is, and I don't remember, I don't think we sent you the property improvement fund wish list. I don't recall. I don't know if it was sent to the accountants or not, but I can get a hold of that and send it.
Okay, so you're showing over $1 million in the PIF account. No, I'm talking about the PIF now. And it did not come down in the September 23rd account revolving account balances, but it was in the June 30th. I'm looking for it here. And this is it. Yeah, property improvement fund. Now this was on June 30th. It's showing 1.169. So you're saying you have no projects. Or you have a priority list of projects, and those priorities change. You have a current priority list that's going on right now. I guess what I'm saying is there's either money left over from projects, or there's projects that are unfulfilled, and whether they need to be filled or what, I'd like to know if there's extra money in that PIF account, because there's no specification of where it's going to go.
Yes, ma'am. And Tyler can state it better than I, but there is currently money in the property improvement fund. And yes, we are constantly, I sign a purchase order every day utilizing the property improvement fund for different things that have to be fixed. So it's ongoing, and they're running projects all the time.
Okay, but that doesn't tell us what projects are being funded. Okay, Mr. Gill Chair. I'm sorry, Mr. McIntosh, I keep skipping you. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I was going to kind of circle back to, I think, originally when Congresswoman Rebar was talking about the channel or the vehicles to get the money into the PIF. And I'm looking at the legislation, basically said that, yeah, the monies for the PIF shall consist of funds appropriated from the property income account, and then the general fund also as appropriated by Congress. Goes on to state that commercial property expenditures from the fund are authorized for regular maintenance, emergency repairs, supplies, utilities, taxes, insurance, advertising, capital improvements, and pre-construction activity is what those funds can be utilized for. And that's typically what, in trying to track projects in this fund, is it's a lot of repairs, and it creates a long list of trying to track a lot of small projects in this fund. But that's essentially the way I would see is that, one, we are now getting better information, I would say, just recently in the last 60 days, providing better information to the Director of Development, Mr. Johnson, to be able to, so he's aware of what monies he has to do with what with. So I will say that's a little bit something that we have done here recently, is to try to provide him with better information as far as the balances, just as we're trying to provide to Congress to be able to operate.
Okay. Mr. Sapahoodle used to send us a great report that we could read easily. Mr. Gill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just to piggyback on what Tyler was saying. I mean, the law requires for capital funding for them to provide a detailed budget to include expenditure allocations if they're asking for money. But once the money's in the account, the fund itself, the law authorizes them to spend it on the list of things that Tyler mentioned for commercial property, and then other properties are authorized for emergency repairs, capital improvements, and pre-construction activity. So it's not necessarily limited to a specific list of properties once it gets into the fund. The law, the language of the law itself allows them to manage those expenditures within those headings.
Okay.
Insurance, taxes, utilities, advertising, okay, etc.
Okay, so that leads me to another question that now that we've all heard that, is this where the money's coming from for the sports complex work that's being done?
Excuse me?
Is that where the money is coming from for the sports complex work that's going on?
No, ma'am.
So where is it coming from, Congresswoman Rivar?
Yes, I think, are you, you're talking about the remediation?
Well, I don't know. Railroad? I just heard from some people that there was work going on the sports complex. So I started wondering, well, where would it be coming from? So if it's remediation money, that would be that same property. But they were pretty clear that it was the sports complex. So I was just wondering, since we were saying that all that money can go in and then they determine the priority out, fine and good. I just wondered if that's what was going on.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Johnson.
That information is incorrect.
Okay.
The money for that project, which is the remediation of the railroad right-of-way,
okay,
is coming out of federal roads money.
Okay.
They're authorized through the funding agency to remediate that area. So that's where that's coming from.
Okay.
The one thing that the PIF did use is we have some property that's west of that property out in a neighborhood that had a dilapidated building on it. And it's a lot. We did use the property improvement fund to demo that and haul it off so we wouldn't have to try to upkeep that building that was on there. And it wasn't, I don't recall how much it was, but it wasn't very much money.
Okay. All right. Thanks for clearing that up.
Chair.
Speaker.
Casey, is it possible to get a breakdown, like a something that we can see a overall a pie chart, if you will, of what initiatives are being worked on out of the property improvement fund, where they're the locations?
Yes, ma'am, we can work one of those up.
The locations within the boundaries.
Yes, ma'am. We'll work one of those up.
Thank you.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you. So I was kind of wanting to go back to my question. Just for the committee, I mean, sorry, the sponsor, she's on, she had to take a call real quick. Why couldn't we put money then directly, as I understand, into the PIF for this project?
I think that was one of the recommendations here just a little bit ago.
Okay.
Out of the Treasury into the PIF.
Yes, ma'am. I just think that it would be cleaner for Treasury if the sponsor would consider, you know, putting the money directly from the general Treasury into the PIF because, and I'll tell you why, I mean, Casey's saying it a little bit, but he's saying it like, well, we got to pay taxes and we have to pay insurance. And that's true. And I totally agree with that 100% because we don't ever want that to become an issue. But as a person that, you know, a congressperson that I most certainly, I want our properties to be upkept. I can't say that enough. And I don't feel that they are. A couple things we'll talk about real quick. That chlorine injection pump down at the industrial park. Mm-hmm. That was on the list years ago and still hasn't been done for whatever reason. And I think Casey's saying he has to prioritize. But we're now getting, you know, from the DEQ result, our water needs, anyway, we got issues. Secondly, our cultural center or the civic center has got to get a new stove, a new fridge, and get ready for our people to use it. Not just at Wakakali folks, but everybody, because we don't have a waking iron. These are things that we can use out of the PIF, you know, to take care of. If you go to our civic center, it's quite embarrassing. I mean, the lights aren't even, some of them work, some of them don't. The kitchen's just gross. Our grate got stolen, you know. And so these are just some examples. And every year we go through this, I do not feel like our properties are upkept in the manner that they should be. I don't. And they haven't been for a long time. And I think this account was created, you know, more, I think initially for commercial property, probably Skyway. I don't know.
Well, but all in commercial properties.
Yeah. So the, you know, I feel like if we could maybe fund some money, if we have it available, and I don't know where we are, to put it in the PIF for that purpose, that would be helpful, is what I'm hearing.
Okay. Let me ask this. First of all, for everybody, I don't know if we've ever mentioned the fact that we're not going back into the bank building. And that's what started all of this, is that we were thinking we were getting ready to move back to the bank building, but the nation has leased that portion now to the CDFI. So we were talking about renovating the second floor that has never been renovated in the building, that in the storefront that we're in right now. So that's one thing I wanted to bring up, bring clear. But the other thing is, if we're going to do that, would it dedicate it to put it in the cap asset fund instead? So that's a question for Mr. Johnson or whoever, Mr. McIntosh.
Oh, yeah. I think when, I guess I'm kind of looking more from the dollar standpoint of which funds to utilize. And true, I think the way the legislation's written, as far as capital improvements, that's the way it operates. It's earmarked. Whereas in PIF, that's for general improvements of that nature. Now, the PIA, because the PIA is part of the legislation that created the PIF. The only thing that the PIA does is accumulate those that rent income. And to my knowledge, the only use of that income is to facilitate it to the PIF.
Yes, sir. I think we're talking about moving it from the general treasury to the
cap assets. That I would propose or recommend that not to do that, that keep those funds in the general fund for other appropriations. Because you do have this fund balance that's sitting over in the PIA account that can be used, you know, essentially that money is for the PIF, which is for some cap improvement money. Because I don't foresee how you would use with the current structure set up, how else do you utilize the funds that are in the property income account?
Well, we're asking about not using the PIA account or the PIF account, but using the general treasury and earmarking them specifically for this piece and putting it in cap assets.
Oh, for like one piece for a specific project.
For a specific project. And would that hold it in cap assets for that specific project and not allow it to be used for other projects?
Yes, that's the way we track capital improvement revolving fund projects. That's my understanding, is that it would be.
Okay, Congresswoman Lemon is asking, what is your particular preference?
Me, is that towards me, Chair?
Yes.
My preference would be, well, I guess there's a couple. Preference would be utilize the funds that are in that revolving fund, the PIA, and that preference would essentially be to, you know, protect or to leave funds remaining in the general fund for other appropriations. From a standpoint of monitoring, you know, I guess that's the question of when you would go cap asset or PIF.
depending on the project itself.
So the trail we've gone down was that was the direction we were going to go, but then it was explained to us that's open funds, that's not specified funds. And, you know, I don't want to get into the situation that we're in right now, but it's what's driving us, is that we know it's going to be quite a while before we get a new building built. Second floor of this building needs to be renovated anyway, and we could certainly use it for a couple of years or 3 years, and then it can go to another program that needs a place to go. And so it would be improving this property. So we're just trying to make sure that our project gets moved forward. And, you know, we've given up a couple of times money we've appropriated for us and then turned around and used it for something else because we thought there was a bigger need. So I guess to the committee, what direction do you want to go?
Madam Chair.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you for that discussion, Madam Chair. And I'm wanting everybody to be comfortable with, you know, this particular piece. And so whatever the committee decides, I'm going to be comfortable with as far as how the committee feels and what the recommendation is. That's why I asked Mr. McIntosh, and I'm glad Mr. Johnson's on the line too, because, you know, you could go either way. I do like the idea of leaving money, you know, $500,000 in the general treasury in the event that we need it for something else, utilizing the PIA, property income account, instead, because it is money that is sitting there. So that's where I would like to go, but I am not married to it. Thank you.
I think, too, we've got plenty of things that need to be worked on from the PIF account. So if there's money there and available, I would certainly like, you know, I know of a couple of really dilapidated buildings that people are working in right now. And I don't know, I just kind of think it's six of one or half a dozen of the other. So, Congresswoman Shaw, did you have something?
Chair, I was just going to say that I feel comfortable with Mr. McIntosh's suggestion, which falls in line with your legislation. Thank you.
Congresswoman Rivarden.
Yes, thank you. I would agree. I'm going to follow the treasurer's lead on this. Also, real quick, Casey, did you guys buy the Tri-Am building?
Excuse me,
did you guys buy Tri-Am?
Yes, we did.
Gross, okay.
Out of what fund?
What fund did you guys use for that? Real property?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm sure that's going to need some improvement.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm just was wondering, you know, we didn't see an appropriation for that or like a request. So you guys don't, are you using that or money out of the PIF for that too?
Ma'am, I haven't received anything from the director of maintenance on what needs to be done there. So I have no idea. They just moved in. So I don't have any idea what needs to be done down there or not at this right now.
May I, Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
The director of maintenance, as in Mr. Zahn?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, so Tribal Works has moved out to the Tri-Am building?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We're in the process of moving all the equipment from up here on the hill. Their offices are already down there and out of the Civic Center and the clinic's business folks are moving from this old trailer down to the Civic Center so we can get rid of this trailer up here on the hill.
Okay, that's all I have, Chair. Thank you.
Mr. Johnson, have you discussed that move with Mr. Rogers and Mr. LeBeau, moving the clinic people down there?
I discussed the move with Kirk Shaw from direction of Mr. Rogers weeks ago.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe it's corrected. There was a connectivity issue for that building, so that's why I was kind of shocked there. But okay. Anybody else have anything? So our Congresswoman Lemon, are you good to go?
There's just one little thing I have, one more question I have on it, and I appreciate you indulging me, Congresswoman Stabler. So I just kind of wanted to visit with the committee and see where how you all feel about it, and then hear, of course, from Mr. Johnson and Mr. McIntosh again on the particular piece of specifically naming the $500,000 amendment that I'm going to request. It come down to from $950,000 to $500,000, requesting it to be listed for the legislative building renovation. Because I know, Casey, that I visited with you earlier today, and you said by putting restrictions on it like that, you can't use it for anything else. If it was to come under the price tag of $500,000 for renovations.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
As an example, say it's only $200,000 to complete the entire project. Then there's $300,000 sitting there unusable that we'd have to call the Congress in to take to lift the specifications off of that money. And it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's doable. We should have a cleanup once in a while.
Okay. So, may I?
Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead.
So, thank you for the input, Mr. Johnson, Director Johnson. And I hear you. I do. I've been on both sides, you know, of it, where we've been down here before. And, like, there's money left over here, and we need to have it reappropriated because it's specifically, you know, for a certain project, and it came under budget. And so... and the money was sitting there. And so I hear you. I do. So I just kind of wanted to see, you know, what the committee, I want to do with the will of the committee and how they feel, you know, we should go forth as far as that particular language goes. If you don't mind, if you want to speak to it. If not, I completely understand, and I'll leave it to say legislative building, but remove congressional building. I am going to be moving that, removing that, amending that out, and putting legislative Osage Nation Legislative Branch offices.
Anyone else have any comments? Questions? Okay, thank you. Do you have anything else that you wanted to discuss today in those field?
No, ma'am, but thank you for putting it on the agenda, because I think that the cap asset and the PIF and the PIA, they kind of, you know, all compliment one another. And so thank you.
Sure. It was good. Good discussion. All right. There's no action that needs to be taken on those two items. So that brings us to, I believe, unless somebody can think of something I skipped, I believe that brings us to adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you guys for that. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tyler.